The Kinnun, Kinnun Mem, describes in detail the beauty and the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash and the incredible beauty of Shlayim. Imagine what it was to be there in the Beis HaMikdash, to see with their own eyes the gorgeous Kalim, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, to witness the Kohanim and the Levim Bavodasam, the Big Day Kahuna, the Tahara, the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yerushalayim overall, imagine just walking around the streets of Yerushalayim during Yantav time, when all the Yidden, all the Jews were all a regal. Could you imagine what that was like? It's such a schus to walk around Yerushalayim these days, Yom Tovim time. Imagine what it was like, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. We can't even imagine. And that was all taken away. And that's the destruction that we're mourning. And the kin emphasizes all of this beauty and splendor that we're so yearning for. And in kin amen, it begins by emphasizing that the makom hamigdash was specifically in the makom of Binyamin. Tzion, Yedidus, Yedid. Tzion, Yedidus, Yedid, or Tzion, which is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, was in the Yedid, the beloved's beloved. But it's a reference to Binyamin, which was on his land that the Beis HaMikdash was. Binyamin is Yedid, as we know from Parshas Vezabracha. LeBinyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkon Levetach. Yedid Hashem is Binyamin. We have to understand why that's emphasized. And later in the Kina, there's also an emphasis on understanding where the origin of the name of Yerushalayim, the city of the Beis HaMikdash, comes from. And it comes from Kara Hashem Shemech al Shem Shnei Kohanim. The name comes from two Kohanim. It's referring to Avraham and Shem, who's Malki Tzedek, who named Yerushalayim. And why is that important? It seems to be Binyamin, that Makom, and the name Yerushalayim, where its origin is, it's fundamental in understanding the beauty of that Makom and the Beis HaMikdash, and why it was destroyed. I think the answer is very simple, and really what these days are all about. We know Binyamin was the only Shevet, the youngest Shevet, the one who did not partake at all in the Machloikes between Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers. Not getting into right or wrong, but ultimately, all other 11 brothers had Machloikes. They didn't have the Achdus, the unity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from his children. Binyamin stayed out of that. Binyamin had no part in that. And therefore, it's Binyamin's land specifically that the Shechinah will reside upon. The Shechinah will reside, and the Beis HaMikdash will be present in a makom where there is no machlokas, where there is only Avos Yisrael, there is only Achdus in the land of Binyamin. And that also is emphasized by the name Yerushalayim. The name of anyone or anything is its mahus, is its essence. The name Yerushalayim comes from the synthesis of a name that Avram chose and that Noach's son Shem chose. Avram called that makom Yera'eh, and Shem called it Shalem. And the Medrash tells us so beautifully that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't know what to do. He didn't want to choose Shalem because it's not nice to Avram. And he didn't want to choose Yera'eh because it's not nice to Shem. So what did he do? He took those two names, Yer'eh and Shalem, and he put them together. He took the Aleph and Hay from Yer'eh, and Aleph and Hay is Gematria Vav. He turned it into Vav, and it's Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. He brought Achdus to those two names. And therefore, he built within that makom that place represents Achdus. That place represents Avos Yisrael. That place represents putting others above ourselves and having oneness. And it's only in that place that a Beis HaMikdash can be. It's only that place that the Shechina can reside. Only in that place, and that place alone. And when we read this kinnah, we read about the beauty that we yearn for once again. We understand from its beginning, we understand from its emphasis on the name Yerushalayim and Binyamin that our goal is then to rebuild our Achdus and therefore earn back that the Shechina should again reside amongst us, because that's where Hashem wants to be. Now there's a big tzaddik, Rav Naftali Rapshitzer. And when the Rapshitzer was learning how to read Kriya, This is Malame taught him when he was a little Naftali, 3 years old. When you see two yuds next to each other, it's Shem Hashem. Pronounce it as Shem Hashem. But if you don't see two yuds next to each other, you don't see Hashem's name, you should never say Hashem's name in vain, as we all know. The next day he comes in to read it and he says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, and he blurts out, Naftali Hashem. And the Rebbe says, what are you doing, Naftali? And Naftali says very innocently, I saw two yuds at the end. He said, it's Hashem's name. He was mistaken. The two dots that symbolized the end of the pasuk, he thought were two yuds. So his Rebbe told him, you have to think of two yuds like two yidden, two yids. They sound the same. And when you have two yidden that are next to each other, be'achdus as one, that's when you have Hashem's presence. Two yuds next to each other, Hashem resides there. And that's Hashem's name. But when there's one yud on top of another, you have one yid putting down another yid, one yid on top of another yid, as is the end of the pasuk, the two dots that look like yidin or yuds, or one is on top of each other, Hashem is never present. Hashem will never be there. It's when we are together as one, when we have the proper achdus, and the proper reis, and the proper avos Yisrael, that Hashem will be with us, and Hashem will be amongst us, and Hashem will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And we talk about this all the time, but be'emes, we have to ask ourselves, do we put others above ourselves? Are we mevatel ourselves for others? Or do we do nice things once in a while to look good because it's called upon? Do we truly have the humility to care about others more than we even care about ourselves? That's when Mosaicha Hashem will say, I'm coming back. And I'm rebuilding my Beis Mikdash in that makom that represents Avos Yisrael and Achdus and Reyes Bezer Hashem Bekarv Mamish Mashiach Lekeinu the Binyan Beis Mikdash B'mehera B'yameinu.